Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Has a familiar ring to it, doesn't it? Listen to the lyric line. Crank that up, Peter, will you? Crank that up. Going strong. It's 2015. How does that sound coming out of my mouth? More importantly, how does it sound as it rattles around in your brain and then comes out in your mouth? 888-302-3684. Good Day program live on the 1st of January 2015. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, who's been working through the night as he usually does to put things together so that we have a happy new year and also a happy program with lots of information, conversation, ideas about the present and the future. Forget the past. Normally, when people do programs like this or on this week on or about the first of the year, we'll go back, oh, this is the important story of the year. You know what? Why should we care what the most important story was of the year? What does it do to go back and rehash the past? It's one of those things, if I could get away with it, Kenny, I would say no more news because the news is all about the past, right? Can't do anything about the past. Can't do anything about what's been done in terms of allowing illegal immigrants to come to the United States. We can do something about it in the future, though. Change the reality. We can't do anything about the disappearance of that Malaysian flight that happened last year. We can do a better job of tracking, but yet nobody really knows what happened to the plane anyway. We do know what happened to the plane that went down in the ocean a couple of days ago. Sad. Can we fix it? Nope. Can we make it better? Yeah. Probably better air traffic control. Better communication. How much of what's going on in the world in your life? Let's just take your life at the moment. Ken's life, Peter's life, my life, more importantly, your life. What could be improved? How much better would you be if your communication skills were better? If you knew how to talk better or even in some ways write better? We all know in the world of email that much is missed. That's going to be one of the things I'm going to be very careful about this year. Having conversations with people versus sending them an email. Because there's no way people can get any emotion whatsoever out of an email. Somebody, oh, you sounded angry in the email. How do you know what I'm really thinking? By looking at a piece of paper or a page? You don't know what I'm really thinking. And other people don't know what you're thinking. So how about we resolve to have better communications? What about them apples? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. I get a Good Day Show, right? Is it Facebook.com/Good Day? Twitter at Good Day, right? Not Good Day Show. After all this, I don't remember. Twitter at Good Day Show, right? There it is.
Right.
All right, so, and I can, you know, you can go back to, all right, let's get angry at Putin. Look at all the bad stuff he did in Ukraine last year. Oh, what's that going to do to fix it? Getting angry at him doesn't fix it. He's obviously oblivious to that sort of thing. What would affect him? What would affect the way our country is run? What would make the healthcare system better than it is? Right? What could we have done about ISIS? Can't do anything about it now as to where they are, but what can we do in the future? Can we have better control over what we do with the things that we produce and give to people to use to protect themselves? I don't know. Could we have stopped the beheadings that took place this past year? Not likely. Well, all the incidents that led up to that. So what do we do in the future? The future is now. Tick, tick, tick. Last seconds. Okay, we Can't do anything about what happened a second ago. The mania over Ebola. At this point in time, if I were leading a country that had both problems with Ebola and malaria, I'd be paying a lot less attention to Ebola than I would be to malaria. For the obvious reasons that people are dying 10 times faster from malaria than they are Ebola. That is, if you really care. You want some new money in your country? All right, so maybe you follow Ebola. It's the designer disease of this past year. What will be this year's biggest problem that we have to face? Your family, your friends, your work, your world. What's it all about, Alfie? How many people do you think get that reference? Peter, do you know what that means when I ask that question? Is he too young? Can't even
remember. I've seen Alf.
No, he doesn't know what it means.
They tried to remake that movie a few years ago, but I don't think it did
really
well.
No. All right. So 888-302-DOUG is the phone number. I got a couple of things that perhaps can herald not only our discussion this hour, but pretty much through the course of the day or the time that we have together today. Words. I was actually going to, in my mind, I had that I wanted to kind of go back to this past year and put a word to the year, but I don't want to. Because I think that if I've learned nothing else this past year, it is that we are not learning particularly well by our past mistakes. So then the only way to advance is to look to the future and do what best you can in your world to make it better. And so I ask you to think of a word, one word. For example, my word is optimism. I've chosen, I thought about it last night. Matter of fact, what's the word that is most celebrated in your mind as you start the new year? One word only. 888-302-3684. Meredith said her word was trust. Kenny, if you want to give me a word now, if you want to think about it, what would be the word that you can use to build around? I'm optimistic that I can get 100 new radio stations to carry this program this year. I'm optimistic that my farm will finally resolve the problems that it's had for the past, well, since 2008, like most of us have had since 2008. So that, but resolving those problems, I'm very optimistic that that will happen. Optimistic that things will go smoothly with my new grandson. So if you look at the last year, I can look proudly and happily on the fact that Meredith and I got together and we're living together and happy together most of the time. You know, there are always going to be those little things, right? And the thing that is important about all the other the things that where we are at the moment, my grandson, the relationship, the things that have done well, I can't tell you that my business was great last year because it wasn't. Why wasn't it? I don't know, a combination of things. The changing world, the reality of being an independent producer of a radio program that doesn't, there is no, there are no other independent programs that are produced in the country that have survived, that don't have some connection to some big company or some religion or some entity. And so we continue to push the fact that it really is a program that is a lot more unique, and some people can't even, because I'm doing the program for so long, they don't get the fact. I heard Doug 10 years ago. Well, those of you who have been listening, like the people in Palm Springs, for example, the people in Melbourne, the people who are in Hickory, I'm going through a bunch of the stations in my mind that have been carrying the program for a long, 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 long time. People that are listening in Ohio who have been able to listen for 20 years. Same in Indiana and Illinois and Texas. Brownwood, for example. I'm not trying to slight people. What I'm saying is, if you're listening to this program now and you've listened to it for a long time, you know it's not the same program that it used to be. We've grown with the times, and that's what we all have to do in order to survive. Or, I guess you could survive without going ahead, but you thrive. So anyway, what I'm doing is avoiding all of the murders and the things that are in the wars and all that other crap, because I don't want to talk about it. Because I don't think it gets us anywhere. What is it they say? There's some expression about learning from the past. If you don't learn from the past, you're bound to repeat it again. That's something that has relevance, though, Kenny, don't you think?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right. All right. So anyway, that's sort of where I believe we are. I'm looking at the local news. It's top stories of the past year. CNN, top stories of the past year. Fox, top stories of the past year. USA Today, top stories of the past year. New York Times, top story. You get my drift?
Mm-hmm.
They're all stuck in the past. What the heck good does that do you? Here's what it happened on the stock market last year, Wall Street Journal. Who cares? Maybe it made your life better, but what'd you start to say?
Well, I was going to say, it's also kind of lazy for time of year. So many people are being closed down, they're not working, so let's just slap together a greatest hits for the year and call it good.
All right, we're not going to do that. Greatest commercials of the year, though, as we look back and move ahead, the Provia product that cleanses your scalp, cleans the pores, gets rid of that stuff that's stuck in the pores from the cheap shampoos and lotions and creams that you put on your hair. Men and women both are suffering from the same thing, loss of hair. And it's the same reason, because you're using things on your hair to plug up the pores in your scalp. So the production of Provia, started a couple of years ago, has changed that for tens of thousands of people who have ordered it. You can order it, too, by dialing 800-525-8319. The Provia holiday season sale continues until the end of the week. So what you could do before Christmas, you can do right now. Get this serum, made from clinical-grade botanical extracts, to work on the main cause of you losing your hair. Clean the pores, get the follicles under your hair to grow. It's a pretty simple concept, actually. It's a pretty brilliant idea, and because it works on men and women, people have colored hair, treated hair, doesn't make any difference. You want to stop probably, I don't know what treating your hair does. Coloring doesn't bother it because it doesn't plug up the pores. But treating it may. So call 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get the fast shipment. Mention Doug Steffen, free express shipping. It's a super concentrated product that will have fabulous results. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Call now and make a New Year's resolution to have your hair look better.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespeak does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit Barracuda.com/disruptive.
Todd.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Celebrate with some New Year's music for a few minutes, starting with ABBA when they were big, which was what, 30 years ago when they really took things over, Kenny, wasn't it? 30 to 70s, that ABBA, late 70s into the 80s.
Yeah, 30 years ago probably were at their peak. If not just about wrapping up.
Yeah, all right, so we'll, for a moment, you have their emotions attached to the song Happy New Year. Crank it up, Peter, will you?
All the brave new world arrives, and I see how it thrives in the ashes of our lives. Oh, yes, man is a fool, and he thinks he'll be okay, dragging on.
Whenever I listen to this, all I can think of is Mamma Mia, though. So, which is a great play, a great movie, something that is worth the attention. It's a fun movie. If you can see the movie, it's fun, I think. Next, B.B. King brings in a brand new year.
I'll be bringing in a brand new year.
Pretty strong.
Bringing in a brand new year.
Uh-huh.
So, listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year?
To meet me here while we bring in a brand new year. That's a good emotion, right?
I got my resolution.
Move around in terms of variety of artists who have started the new year with a song that may put you in the right place. Bing Crosby going back about 60 years.
Let's start the new year.
Oh, 70 years.
Right. 12 o'clock tonight when they dim the light. Let's begin.
No fighting this year. All right, let's bring it around to something that many of you may have heard last night and it really stuck in your head, the Eagles. Funky New Year. This was so atypical of them. I think it was anyway. Don't you, Kenny, think this song is so atypical of what the Eagles were so well known for in terms of sound?
This was the flip side of the single, the Please Come Home for Christmas single.
Yeah.
So it was never on an album. And back when there were 45s, it was a song that they didn't think was going to get much play.
Yeah. but in fact has at this time of year especially. All right, another band that has been significant over the last, well, almost 30 years. You two have been around 30 years. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with George Harrison now.
We got the ball saying the truth. We got the old in the new.
Ring in the new. Throw the old away. Ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong. I don't remember this song, actually.
This wasn't a single. It wasn't a hit.
It wasn't. So where does this come from?
This was just on one of his albums in the 70s.
Really? And it got applied to New Year's because sort of ding dong, the witch is dead and we're bringing a new year. Ding, 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 ding. One bell.
Exactly.
This is a ding dong. This is a ding 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 ding. Right? This is a. That's for a little cow. All right. 888-302-3684, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, should or will Obamacare under the next president and Congress be reformed, repealed, or kept as it is?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then somehow my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. Should or will Obamacare under the next president and Congress be reformed, repealed, or kept as it is?
What's so interesting is much of the polling also finds that when you go into the substance, the provisions, the major provisions, that, you know, such as allowing young people to stay on their parents' insurance until age 26, that being a woman is no longer a pre-existing condition, that these find real popular support. And I do think as more and more millions of Americans come into the system, you will find more support.
Well, we've heard this line literally for years. Since the law passed, it was always on the cusp of popularity with the American public, and it's just been persistently unpopular all along, in part, I believe, because it was sold on such false pretenses that you can keep your health plan if you like it. The whole business of your insurance premiums are going to be reduced because of this, which is also completely wrong. So I think this law has real legitimacy problems. It's still very much up for grabs. There's a big issue in the midterm elections that Republicans romp to victory. So if you see a Republican president, this thing is going to be repealed or significantly reversed.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina VandenHeuvel and
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hopefully those of you who are here realizing this is a unique situation. Our national radio program is actually live on New Year's Day and every other holiday, so maybe you can resolve to spend some time with us when you have the time. If normally you're busy working or you're not around or somehow or other you're not able to connect with us in the regular way in the program's essence during the week, East Coast time, 4 in the morning until 10, and then on the weekend there are three different programs that I do. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, which reviews the hot hits from the previous week in News Talk Radio. That's on a lot of the same stations carry this. We have the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and a new program that will begin in a matter of weeks that focuses on agriculture because my roots are on the farm. That's the American Family Farmers, the name of the program, be on a week or two from now. I think we're still putting the finishing touches on it. Meanwhile, back at the ranch for the new year, a word, please, that describes how you feel or what maybe will motivate you. I don't know what you want to do with a word. I just want to come up with a word. I gave you mine is optimism. Meredith's is truth. What's yours, Kenny? I gave you a couple minutes. Did you come up with one that you think applies to you?
Yeah, I did. And I don't intend to be this for this to be political, but it's been taken by the current president. But I think hope.
Hope. Right. Hope. Hope, 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 hope. That's good. Good, 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 good. Okay, so with that, I would just drop on you, speaking of politics, some of the names that will appear a lot this year that may try to pass off as potential candidates for the presidency in 2016. One of the biggest fakers that I have ever, and that doesn't sound positive, does it? She is, though, in my mind. Elizabeth Warren, who's a senator of Massachusetts, a bigger faker you wouldn't find. Steve Robertson, who's a Republican from Kentucky, Rand Paul, and he are pretty interesting. I'm just looking at names that you may find that you're going to hear more about today. John Podesta, who is a Democratic counselor, environmental policymaker, somebody that I don't care for particularly, but under the circumstances. Here's the name of Sheldon Adelson that showed up on a list, one of the big kingmakers, maybe the most powerful donor in the Republican Party, giving tens of millions of dollars to candidates that he's behind. Raul Castro, think his name is going to mean a lot to America this year. Bill Clinton, I think his name will be just as much out there as will any number of Bushes, including Columba Bush, who would be the first lady if her husband Jeb has followed through on his political aspirations by the end of the year. All right, Tony, just a couple of names. 888-302-3684, because Kenny brought up politics. Craig is in Brookside, Florida. What's the temperature in Brookside right now, Craig?
I don't know. I'm looking at a thermometer but I'd say it's probably in the low 60s.
Low 60s, okay. Well, yeah. That's better than the low teens, which is where it is when outside my door.
There's no snow on the ground, so that's good.
Yeah, that is good. All right, so your word for 2015.
Happiness. I think that covers it all. I mean, if you're happy, what else can go wrong, right?
Yep, that is correct. What makes you happy?
Oh God, that's a word that I'm striving to do better on. But just trying to think happy thoughts and then doing kind deeds and doing things that hobbies or whatever that bring a little joy to my life. But I'll tell you what, trying to do it 24 hours a day. That's a hard thing to do.
Well, it's hard because you're confronted and bombarded.
Yep, exactly.
Depending on how much attention you pay to the news media or to the... do you have an iPad or do you have some kind of smartphone device that you are attached to that you use?
No attachment.
Okay.
I did that purposely. But, you know, there's always somebody trying to put a roadblock in front of you to take that happiness away from you. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, the military-industrial complex doesn't like people that are happy because there's no money in happiness.
There you go. So let's see if we can beat them at their own game. How's that, Craig?
Yep, we'll try.
Thank you for the call. Happy New Year to you, sir. 888-302-3684. Just in passing, I mentioned something that isn't positive, the passing of Edward Herrmann, a character actor that you may not know by name, but when you look at his picture today, you will recognize him instantly. You agree with that, Kenny? You would recognize this guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Instantly. And he was only 71. He reminded me of most of the rhinos that exist. And he played a lot of political characters. And I think he played FDR. If I'm not mistaken, in a movie. It may have been a made-for-TV movie. I'm pretty sure he did at one point in time. He was cast. He was always in movies. This guy is, as soon as you see his picture, but what a shame. He looked like an aristocrat, a nobleman, if you will. Edward Herrmann, passing away at the age of 71. All right, so what we're trying to do here as we worked our way through New Year's Eve into New Year's Day is come up with a word that you can wrap yourself around every single day. What word can you carry into 2015 and keep with you? And when you get up in the morning, after you give thanks for having had a good night's rest, which hopefully all of you will do, because that's a way to be happy, as we just heard the word, I think, or the way to be happy is to get plenty of rest, eat well, and love well. Next on the list is John, who's in northern Minnesota. What's the temperature there today, John?
I don't know yet, but it's below zero.
Ah, good for you. Hooray for North Minnesota, northern Minnesota. All right,
it doesn't matter what the temperature is. You still have stuff to do, so do it anyway.
Yeah, you got to do it. If that's where you are and that's where you've chosen to be, then you got to do what you got to do. So what's your word for 2015?
Action.
action. Okay, so what action are you going to take every day? What are you going to be doing in the action department that will make your life better in 2015?
Well, first of all, I write down a list of what has to be done, and that has to be done, but then what I'd like to do, so I work hard at getting done what I have to do so I can do what I want to do.
So what would be an example of that?
Well, I like to go out in the woods and trim the lower limbs off of trees so in case a fire comes through, it'll protect it.
Has that happened? Have you ever had a fire in the woods around where you live?
Years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. We always used to prepare for one just in case one came because...
It's practical. It's a very practical thing. Plus, working with a chainsaw, working in the woods, being outside, if you have the proper clothing... And your manifest is to do something as you've just described. You can be warm. You can be happy. I know a fellow who in my neck of the woods, he's an acupuncturist and very good at his job. But he also is very creative with a chainsaw when it comes to making things like tables and chairs and objects of art. And he loves to go outside and all the hours of the day and night. And he goes out in the all weather. He just dedicated this because it's something he really likes to do. And if you have something you really like to do, it shouldn't get in the way. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to do that because my spouse or my husband, my wife doesn't want me to do it. If they are with you, then they're going to want you to be happy, and they're going to their actions will show that. Go ahead.
You get converted in a hurry when you're called. You decide to put on better clothes. You know?
Absolutely. And there are a lot of great clothing. I mean, the farmers around. Do you have a farm, or you just have some land? What's your?
It's a farm. It's a farm, but I'm trying to make it into a farm to what it used to be. But I find that Carhartts are really good clothes.
Yes. Yep. They are very practical clothing
and
for the farm.
Wool in the winter. Cotton in the summer.
Yeah. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening.
Well, I don't have one of those yet, but I'm still looking.
Hi, John. Happy New Year. Your word is action. Ronald, listening to Good Day in Monterey, California. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, happy great New Year Day to you and everyone, sir.
Thank you very much. What would you like to have as a word that perhaps can... Starting at this moment, bring you through each day, each week, each month, all of the year, your word would be?
Well, it's a good word, adaptation. And by that I mean, like you said, so much bad news is coming to us. The ability to switch your concentration, for instance, to go back into an old book. I've been reading about the Grateful Dead. I wonder if you ever had any Grateful Dead memories from the 70s and 60s. And then I just want to recommend two movies I just saw in one day the other day.
Yeah.
This thing called The Gambler with Mark Wahlberg. If you could, a little edgy thing, and then this thing called Eyes, Big Eyes, about the, you remember the Keen, the guy who painted these big-eyed pictures with Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, yeah.
Very, very nice, light-hearted, beautiful little movie.
All right. Those are two things to take under advisement, as today will be a great day for a lot of people to go to the movies. I may go this afternoon myself, see that Meryl Streep movie. Meredith wants to see that. Those are good recommendations, but the word I like, adaptation. I'm writing it down. I'm taking all of the names down. I'm sorry, all of the words down, and we'll use it.
It's a thing when you read a book, like read, I love movie star biographies and autobiographies, and you can learn a lot of personal history from movie stars and how they live their lives and what they've been through in the last 50 or 80 years, and then you immediately get out of this current reality. You don't have to take drugs, so I do recommend medical marijuana, as a matter of fact. But you can, I'm one of these people who gave it up, gave it up about 25 years ago and just got back into it 3 or 4 years ago. You don't have to buy this reality that they constantly try to impose upon us. There's no need for it.
You know what? You have choices to make, Ronald, and you've made a choice, and therefore what your life is about as you adapt to the choices that you make is going to be something that will serve you well. If you make the choices and you adapt each day to the circumstances that are around you, you can have a fulfilling life. You're the one who is the judge and perhaps whether you believe in the creator or the maker or whatever at the end of the line, I don't believe there's harsh judgment because it just doesn't, it doesn't make any sense to me. I think there is the continuation of life is something a lot of people don't really understand, but I think it makes nothing but sense. And so you adapt as you live and adapt for the future because you can't do a damn thing about the past. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, sir. 888-302-3684. Here's Cornelius. You have a word for us now. You want to turn in the right direction, Cornelius, is that right?
Yes, sir, Mr. Doug Steffen. It's called love, and that's the best thing you can do in 2015.
Yep,
and, hey, Doug, I hope you'll play this thing. I've been trying to tell you guys, there's a tribute to police officers that Paul Harvey did.
Yeah.
It's a great, you talk about a positive thing about police officers.
Yeah, it's been everywhere. That thing has been played everywhere. I've heard it. It's very good. I agree with you. It's been heard, though, 100 times by most people. And so I think we give that, I don't think, Kenny, that it makes sense. I've heard it 4 or 5 times in different venues. So by now I would have thought everybody has heard it. All right, so what are the words that we have so far? Adaptation, love. Didn't we have change? Didn't I hear that? We heard change, I think, right?
Well, I had said hope, but I didn't
hope.
Say
yeah, no. I know, okay. All right. And the other, they put those words before I started writing them down. I'm trying to remember the first fellow was Craig and what his word was. Wasn't hope, it wasn't change. What did Craig say was his word? Isn't that interesting how I've lost the memory?
I forgot.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Craig, call us back. And others, with just so I have them, because I think they're words that we want to keep. And happy is one of the words that came, or happiness, right? Happy. Be happy. What does it take to make you happy? What does it take to have you adapt? What does it take to have you full of love? What sort of things can you be hopeful about? I'm interested in being optimistic. I think that's optimism is a wonderful word. Truth is a great word. All right, so anyway, whatever it is that will get you through the day, through the week, through the month, through the year, that really contributes. Start each day with this word in your mind, and I'm going to guarantee you your world will be better with that focus. And giving thanks is just so important. It's a reality that many of us have come to lately. But when you think about how much you really have that's good and give thanks for it, even the little things every day that you have that you give thanks for, I think it's wonderful. Great philosophy. And build your new year around that philosophy, which you decide for you. I'm not going to decide it for you. I can't decide. I don't know what's going on in your life. 888-302-3684. We keep this as sort of a thread through our New Year's program, which has just begun in many ways. It's 12 minutes for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day New Year's program. It's 2015, folks.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. Happy New Year, everybody. Tech Talk time, which is an important part of our daily program here. We deliver a number of stories, usually three or four things that are conceptually close to whatever the consumer world is using, things that we have, these tools that we have, how to use them better, how to make your life better using them. It starts off to be the job of Shelley Palmer, who'll be with us again this year like he was last year, bringing updates on things that are a part of Technology 2015. But first, today, he's going to talk with you as he looks back a bit to this past year, the biggest story having to do with the lack of cybersecurity, and he's going to describe for you a few of the key threats that may bring themselves around to being a factor in the news and, more importantly, your reality in the coming year. That's up next here on Good Day.
Introducing the YMCA. Sure, you know the Y for a swim or a game of hoops, but we're more than that. We're a cause. When you take a jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Practice yoga as a team practices her leadership skills. We give people of all ages, incomes, and backgrounds a chance to learn, grow, and thrive. So while you might think of the Y as the place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. That's the Y. We're so much more. Visit YMCA.net/more.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Happy New Year, everybody. Now that the calendar reads 2015, it's a good time to look back at the world of tech from 2014. The biggest story from last year was cybersecurity, or more correctly, a serious lack thereof. From Sony's recent hack to the poodle bug, from bank breaches to dozens of other security flaws, it seems like there was a new threat to worry about every week. Millions upon millions of credit cards, email addresses, and website logins were compromised last year, and the bad news is that cybersecurity is only going to get worse before it gets better. The internet was not built to be secure, and motivated hackers will always find a way in. The good news is that as we transition into a fully connected world, we'll learn to deal with the constant threat. After all, most of us lock our doors when we leave the house. Door locks have a digital equivalent. We just need to teach everyone how to use them. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, so a couple of things that will affect you. I find it interesting, Kenny. There's a poll out today suggesting two-thirds of the respondents suggest that they were moderately or extremely interested in installing a home monitoring network. And 60% of those polled expressed interest in security and energy efficiency services that would come through using technology. We have around today, I think the security thing it saddens me to think that it's a reality and it's necessary in some circumstances. I'm even going to put it at the farm. It's very, what it is. I'm used to having everything open and no keys for anything, you know, that kind of stuff, and it just doesn't work any longer. T-Mobile USA CEO John Legere thinks the Apple Watch will be very popular. The watch this coming year will be very popular. There he makes reference to Jawbone, Fitbit, Samsung, Microsoft. I get a Fitbit for Meredith. They're quite the watch. Technology is pretty interesting when you look at it's what amazing. Actually you can get out of this thing. So Apple wants to do one just like, of course they do. Apple's iOS-dominated holiday device activations. More than half the devices activated during this past week were iOS-powered Apple products, which is also pretty interesting. They still got the market, pretty much. They got the market. 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Good Day program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.